This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Richie's here, so we are ready and willing and able to bring our thoughts to the world. You can join us on any number of radio stations here, there, and all across the country. You can also, if you're into technology, and I don't think you have to work too hard on that these days, visit us on TuneIn.com. Click on the TuneIn button at GoodDayShow.com/DougStephan.com. Also, RadioAmerica.com. Do we do that if we go to CRN Digital? How do we?
CRN Digital.
Well, right?
Yep.
You can listen on TuneIn, or you can listen on CRNTalk.com.
But GCN, you can listen while you work. La, la, da, 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 da.
There's no excuse not to listen. How about that?
That's right. Except that we're not hitting the buttons, and the button that many people are hitting today is the ceasefire underway after the Cairo talks worked at putting things together. There's a letter that has appeared in a number of publications in Europe. It hasn't appeared in America yet, but I'm wondering if it might not be worth spending a moment or two on with regard to my feelings. And I was, if you want to listen to them, hour number three of the Good Day program. This is hour number four, so hour number three of our playback that's available at DougStephan.com. I was fairly strident in suggesting that most people in the world don't want war, don't want trouble, don't want to be upset every day by looking at headlines or being involved in the disputes between Jews and Arabs and Christians and the sorts of things that tend to spoil your day and leave the world in turmoil. I'm looking at a letter, and I'm going to read some of it, if I may. If I may, I'm going to read it, and hopefully you'll pay attention to get the gist of it. This is something that came from a man who lives in London who's Jewish. Dear world, I'm writing you from a place of despair and confusion. When I say world, I don't simply mean the planet upon which we all live, but I address personally whoever is reading this. As somebody who is Jewish, I have a question for you. It's a genuine question to which I can't find a suitable answer through my own thoughts. What is it the world wants from us? Yesterday, a black Islamic flag was flown from an estate in Tower Hamlets in London, and a passerby was shouted at by a group of Muslim youths, "Blank off, you Jew, you're not welcome here." In the past month, the supposedly liberated and forward-thinking capital of England has seen a swastika put onto the side of a Jewish home. Protesters have placed placards with slogans such as "Hitler was right," and an independent arts festival had imposed sanctions upon it because there was a Jewish film being displayed. This sort of thing has happened all over Scotland. And the reason I'm telling you this or bringing this to your opinion, to your attention, is because I don't think, you know, with all of the headlines about Ebola and the situation in the Middle East, not the the Israeli Palestinian thing, but the ISIS and who's in charge in Iraq and all these other things, I don't think there has been anything that I've seen that was as poignant as this. And I didn't know. I don't know. I'll ask around the room here. We have a virtual room that includes Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. Did you know the story about the swastika being put on the side of these homes in London? A lot of Jews live in London. A very heavy, big Jewish population. And not so much in outside of London, but a lot of Jews live in London. And so this kind of thing, and it doesn't make any difference whether it happened in London, or happened in, up in Scotland, didn't make any difference where it happened. Now, the fact that it is happening, somebody says Hitler was right. And these sorts of things go unchallenged.
When he killed himself? Yes, Hitler was right. When he killed himself, he was right.
The sentiment of the world, though, has started to change. And I don't know if that's...
Started to change toward the Jews?
The support.
Because of all of the stuff that was posted that was old?
You know what? I honestly want to nail it down to one thing.
What?
And one thing only, because I think this is when it started.
Yeah.
A month ago, when they showed the video of that UN hospital, or the school, where all those kids had shrapnel in their backs and they were dying, and there were very graphic, disgusting images that were shown by the media, and people tacked it on Israel saying, oh my gosh, Israel just killed all these kids. Well, here's the deal. That footage that they showed was actually from Syria, and it had happened years ago, but they aired it as something that had happened just a month ago.
Yeah.
And that little piece of irresponsible journalism, I believe, just my opinion, simple old me, is responsible for starting this shift of people away from supporting Israel.
I wouldn't argue against that. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Jennifer. That's been all over the news, and you know the news media loves to show pictures of
and it's not even accurate. I mean, that's what the disgusting thing is. It's not accurate.
But yet it has shaped world opinion.
Right.
And in
it
the
has
race
shaped
to
it.
Have the first news, nobody checks.
Checks it.
Just
right.
To see where the footage came from.
Think about it. I mean, this is the danger in consuming media the way we consume it now. Kids, and I shouldn't sound old, but 20-somethings are getting their news. I mean, they're our future. They're the ones that help shape what we think.
Yeah.
They're getting their news
the box.
In 10-second, 20-second, 30-second increments on social media. And that is very dangerous unless you check your sources and you really trust what you're reading.
To go back to this fellow's, the letter that he has written, what do you want from us? I think that's a pretty good question. What does the world want from those who are Jewish?
I mean, I think, if anything, these guys are the most, I don't know if this sounds funny, but the most responsible participants in war that we can ever think of. They drop pamphlets.
They drop papers saying,
hey, we're going to bomb here tomorrow. You better get your stuff and get out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more responsible you can be to actually notify people where you're going to go and target. Because they're about less about targeting people.
Including the bad guys.
Yeah. Less about targeting people and more about their goal, which in this case was destroying those tunnels, was destroying landmarks. I mean, that's what they're going after.
Here's the poignancy here is aimed at the Hebrew Jewish focus versus the Muslim Islamic focus, because that's really what this is about. This fellow writes, Jewish people have never insisted that whatever country we live in becomes kosher. Jewish people have never insisted that their fellow non-Jewish citizens keep the laws of the Jewish Sabbath. Jewish people have never insisted that their synagogues dominate the skyline in towns across the country. We mean no harm. We come in peace because we are not a threatening people. But stop trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
stop
really,
trying to take our space. I mean, that's the other thing. They just want their own little piece of land.
Yeah. It is really... Jackie Mason said, quote, Jews aren't threatening people. I've never seen a group of black guys walk down the road and say to themselves, man, we better cross to the other side of the street. There's a group of Jews heading this way.
Right. I just think it's so dangerous that we as Americans are even threatening this relationship with Israel because they need us, yes, but I would almost venture to say we need them more than they need us at this point.
No. It isn't something. This is very, there's so much hate.
Well, in the middle world,
in the Middle East, yes, they do.
They need us too because without us, Israel just unleashes and just takes care of everything they need to.
Yeah.
We're the ones that keep Israel held back. to a large extent. And think about it this way. Again, there's a balance here, and I'm not suggesting there's right or wrong in this, but I just think it's so imperative to think about it in the way this fellow, this is a long, this is a 5-page letter that appeared this morning in the London, one of the London newspapers, I'm not sure which one it is. But the question or the point this fellow makes is very poignant about how so long people have been hated, the Jews have been hated because they were smart, because they were business owners, because they'd done well. The Jews didn't mastermind the atrocities against themselves as a method of gaining sympathy. This fellow writes, I've even read that fanatical Islamic terror groups like ISIS, responsible for so many murders in the past month across the Middle East, aren't Muslims at all. The Muslims are saying they're Jews dressed up as Muslims. That's, what sickness pervades someone whose mind thinks that way? I guess that's really sort of the bottom line here. I didn't mean to give this as much time because I sort of, in the last hour, put it aside because I said, okay, this is going to go on and on and on and on and on. And even though there's a ceasefire, something will happen in a year or two or three or four or five that will bring it back around into the focus again. But I read this during the news at the top of the hour, and I thought to myself, this is really something that is important for people to think about. And I'm not saying that either side is right or wrong, but the world gets a point of view, we all do, based on how good the PR is for, really think about it, how good is the PR for the Muslim world that they engender sympathy, as we have just suggested here, for using old footage, for being smart enough to dig up some of this old stuff and parlay it, understand the Jennifer who brilliantly just explained why this stuff works, because these people, you know, we think they're backward and they're dumb and whatever it is. These people are very smart. They take this video, they parlay it on the international scene, and they gain sympathy for their cause because they understand what Jennifer just said. Kids. People don't look at things in a penetrating way anymore. Nope. They just look at the headline.
And kids are the hot button.
Right.
Everybody's talking about how old that driver was, that Tony Sturdy. Oh, only 19. I mean, any time you bring in someone who's a young person, that just amps it.
It's like we talked about.
Level.
People around the world use kids to manipulate us.
Yeah.
Politicians, our own politicians do it. The churches
what is
do
every
it.
Every charity that Everybody needs money, right? Every charity that needs money.
Oh,
you have the hungry kids.
Right.
19 past the hour and good day.
Yeah. The image.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastleigh farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
One-hit wonder contest. We're going to ask you to figure out who it is that sings this hit song, the theme from The Greatest American Hero.
I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
This was the theme for The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. Number one during this week in 1981. You can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. Believe It or Not. This guy is from Ontario, California, Jennifer. Grew up in Thousand Oaks. Signed to a recording contract by Denhill Records at the age of 14. Nothing he recorded was hit material. Became a backup singer for Loretta Lynn. And for a while, in the late 70s, he was hired by Mike Post to write and record the theme song for this TV series. Went on to have more success as a songwriter. Wrote a lot of songs and continues to write for the Oak Ridge Boys. So, what's his name? What's his name? 888-302-3684. We're going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. You just have to tell us the name of the artist who recorded the theme for The Greatest American Hero at 888-302-3684. Richie, I want to practice. I like being a disc jockey. Will you start this again? I want to hear
Sure.
I want to just kind of
set this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we present you an opportunity every day to win a CD named...
Better luck next time.
you told me it was 10 seconds and only 9.
It's 10 seconds.
Not 9 seconds. That would have been done in 10 seconds.
No, it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bang.
Yeah, that's 11 seconds.
So I gave you an extra second, you still couldn't make it.
So try it one more time. I'll do it this next time. Okay, one more time. Ready?
Boy, okay.
And here you go. We're about to play a song by an artist that only had one hit. Tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684. Now you have to listen carefully to this voice.
Oh, Lumpy.
You know, there's a dip there. What did you say, Kenny?
I said you had it, and then you had to get 3D and keep going.
Well, there's this, and this is what people don't realize
out there.
Do about the fine lost art of disc jockeys,
right,
is listening to the music and kind of extending yourself 2 seconds or cutting yourself off 2 seconds to hit that post.
All right, one more time, Richard.
Go away, guy.
The theme from The Greatest American Hero, believe it or not, number one during this week in 1981. Your job now is to tell us who's singing this song from a one-hit wonder.
Now we're talking. We're going to send you a CD of one-hit wonders, Jackie.
Somebody please call.
Tanya Roberts?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You sell timeshares? Wasn't that her that did that, Tanya Roberts?
Tanya Roberts.
Would you like to be one of Rich's angels?
Sure.
All right, so you get this all the time. You get teased about your name all the time.
She has no
idea
what we're talking about.
No, she does. I asked her, I said, Tanya Roberts? And she said, yes, indeed, B.
Tanya Roberts. All right, you're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's the name of the song? Who's the singer of the song?
Joey Scarberry, I think.
Joey Scarberry is the correct answer.
Good
to that
job.
Yes. So you get a CD of One Hit Wonders. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Good day. 28 FBR. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now I know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastley farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30-45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This day and say it was a good day, perhaps in part from the way you got started. If this is how you start your day by listening to those of us who are on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, with a focus on that collision, the NASCAR collision. It was common in, I guess, present tense as well as past tense. There are a lot of crashes, a lot of collisions in the NASCAR world on the NASCAR circuit. So here's this young kid, Kevin Ward Jr., whose car spun twice, wheels hugging the wall. It plopped backward onto the dirt track, and he got out of it wearing a black fire suit and a black helmet, got out of the car, and stepped onto the track, defiantly walking pretty much right into Tony Stewart's car.
Mm-hmm.
Standing right in front of it.
And at those speeds, you don't expect to see somebody walking. And secondly, how much time do you need to actually slam on brakes? Could he have stopped?
Well, it looks like he maybe tried to stop.
Yeah.
And it slid a little bit and hit him. But, I mean, just that rear wheel.
Okay.
Just...
So I'm going to take Jennifer Horn has presented us with some pretty interesting thinking that I would like to lay on you in terms of this incident. We were talking earlier, and you can get the reference to the first half hour of this hour, which is hour number 4 of today's 6-hour Doug Steffen Good Day program. We were talking about images and how people who are Jennifer's age and younger get their news and make up their minds about how they feel regarding issues of the day. And the specific conversation we're having was about the Jews
and the Muslims, Palestinians, Israelis, and how it is that the Israelis have become the bad guys in this when they are clearly not. For anybody who thinks it through beyond spending 30 seconds analyzing the actual facts of the situation. I dare say this is the same sort of circumstance, Jennifer, where people will see the headline and they may look at a short piece of video which shows this kid's body up in the air and he lands on the track and of course he's dead. They don't, maybe they won't, they, whoever it is that's making up their mind about this situation, take the time to look into what actually happened. And maybe there's even another example of that today. The protests of the shooting of that 18-year-old black man in St. Louis suburb. The town has become a mess, according to the mayor, a, quote, huge mess. Businesses have been looted. Cars have been vandalized. Things have been burned because the situation has not been well handled. But yet, taking a short bit of video, it's not unlike what has happened in the past where people will take the context of what someone says or a sentence or a paragraph even, and they'll get the wrong idea about what actually was said. That happens time after time after time. But now, in the sophisticated world of technical media that we have, instant access to it, how many of you have
one image
on your smartphone, a beep that goes off when there's a news story? You sign up for the CNN headline news service. Beep, 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 beep when something goes off. So they're not going to tell you the whole story. It's going to be a headline. And how many of you are going to dig deeper? It isn't so much that there's a tragedy because the teenager was shot because he jaywalked. I don't even know what this kid did.
My headline said for Tony Stewart yesterday, my headline said Tony Stewart kills driver at...
Yeah, there it is, right there. Yeah. There's the prima facie evidence of what I'm talking about.
That was the link that I got. And I went, what? Tony Stewart? I've talked to this guy.
Jennifer, I thought the same. It looked like he hit him. Yeah, exactly. I thought there was a fist fight or something.
I mean, you didn't know. So then I was like, what the heck? So I looked up the news story, and even the news story was kind of vague. So I texted my uncle, who's very big into NASCAR, and he's like, oh, here's a link to what happened.
Eric's father?
Yes, Eric's father. Yes, my uncle.
Okay.
And he gave me a little bit of the rundown. But to me, it's so funny that you have to be so diligent and responsible.
You ought to be if you want to know the story.
If you want to know what's happening, right? I mean, otherwise you
don't care.
You walk around and go, "Wow, did you hear that, Tony? He killed that guy." And that's what I'm saying. This story is so sad on so many levels. Yes, for this guy's family, but Tony Stewart has this like stigma over his head now. He didn't want to kill the guy. I would guess.
I'm watching it on
his life. Forget his career.
And seeing what people actually post. To try and see whether they're carrying that headline forward. And I'm seeing a little bit of both ways. But, you know, here it is. Tony Stewart hits sprint car driver Kevin Ward.
Makes you feel better.
Killed driver.
It's more
disturbing. Tony Stewart did run over a fellow driver, was killed. But know the whole story. Here's one headline, motorsports.com. And apparently what happens in these sprint car races, and you see it a lot on NASCAR, if somebody thinks that somebody else ran them into a wall, they will get out, walk under the track, and point at them, and the other driver will drive by.
Stupid, though.
Apparently, in sprint car, what they do, you know, these are the small cars on the dirt tracks, is when they drive by the person that's out on the track pointing at them, is they will, quote-unquote, light them up, which means they will hit the gas, kick some dirt into them, and drive by. Well, when I watched this video, and you can only watch it once because it's not nice.
It's disgusting.
This kid, he could not have tried to walk any closer to Tony Stewart's car.
He jumped in front of him.
You almost jumped. But it was the rear wheel when it just got a little sideways.
He got under him.
And he knew he was going to, quote unquote, light him up, and it was going to get a little sideways and kick some dirt on it. He stepped right in front of him.
Yep.
All right. So
and
now
to me, that brings up safety points too. I mean, you've got to look at NASCAR now. Obviously this one teaches a big lesson. Maybe people aren't going to be so silly.
I've seen NASCAR drivers step out on the track and throw their helmet at the guy.
Yeah. What do you expect to happen? I mean,
these are cars. Let's take it. We've been talking about this the Missouri teenager. Here's another incident that at first blush makes a California highway patrolman look like a bad guy, and
maybe he is. Marlene Pinnock said to reporters she thought she was going to die as a California Highway Patrol officer straddled her, beating her in the head on the side of an L.A. freeway. I'll let Jennifer tell you.
Yeah, and if you look at the video, and of course, because now you can't go anywhere without being caught on tape. So this officer was caught on tape. He hasn't even been named, so we don't even know who he is exactly. But he's a young officer. He's been on duty for only a year and a half. But he gets on top. What you see in the image anyway is he gets on top of this woman, and he's pushing her into the ground. He's throwing punches. What you don't hear, though, until you read down, and I counted in this article, until, gosh, probably the last quarter of the article, this woman was a homeless person, had been homeless on and off for 3 years, mostly on for 3 years, and was walking on the freeway to try to find this place where she felt she could sleep safely. I guess there was some place where homeless people gather, and the only way to get there is by walking on the freeway. And so the CHP officer sees her, pulls over, tells her to move off to the side so that he can try to get her off the freeway. She calls him the devil. She was disoriented and basically said she was looking for her home. And so this cop obviously probably thought that he was dealing with the crazy person and probably took the extra step to subdue her. Now, was that right? Did he use excessive force? It looks like it was excessive, but you don't know what's going on. I mean, you just don't know the whole situation when you see these 30-second video clips.
I just watched it, and that all it is him throwing punches. You don't see any of the things that happened before.
Yeah, and it looks excessive when you see it, but you don't know that this woman seems to be out of her mind. And, by the way, when she was brought to the hospital, when she was brought to the hospital, she was put on a 5150 hold because she wanted to leave, I guess. So,
all right, but again,
it's hard to say. Now, she's speaking out. She's slurred speech now. Who knows? I don't know if that's from this incident or not. It's not clear.
You know what I wonder? Here she is having a press conference.
Right, because she's lawyered up.
And she's all lawyered up. Her daughter, these people don't look like she would be homeless. Her daughter doesn't look homeless. Why is she homeless?
I don't know.
I mean, she's got all this family representatives around with her. Why is she homeless?
To be. But this is now she will cash in, and, you know, she will get a lot of money, that's for sure.
So there's another example of what we're talking about, of people getting information.
I don't understand. He's in the situation why a cop just can't roll her over. He could obviously roll this woman over and cuff her.
Yeah.
Unless he thinks that she's on drugs. I mean, that's the only thing I can
think
of.
That's a reason to beat her up?
Well, because people can get superhuman strength and all that stuff. But, I mean, he's a young cop, and he probably went too far. I mean, but still, this woman's walking in the freeway.
You know, when you put that badge on, you've got to be able to control that stuff. I don't know that I could.
And too many police officers don't.
If I get rammed up into that situation, and I feel like I have to defend myself against somebody who's going crazy, I don't know that I would feel like I have to punch a 51-year-old woman. I would think that I could roll her over, cuff her without having any problems. But, you know, we don't know. I mean, when you get into these situations and you're a cop, you feel like, okay, I am threatened. I have to restrain this person no matter.
And I have to tell you, this guy may not be a great cop. We don't know yet. But as a person who is a good cop, like as a person who would be a good cop, can you imagine the stress of knowing that you're being filmed every second of every day? Your butt is not only on the line from people that want to do harm to you, but also to the everyday citizens who are trying to record you and second guess your reactions all the time. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it.
Kind of like being on the radio for 6 hours a day.
Yeah, or bait you, exactly.
Yep, 16 before the hour. In a moment, Jennifer reports on Shark Week and other television information. Yes, folks, Shark Week is finally here. We'll find out what's going
on.
That
could be a Sharknado.
That could be. And then there's a Duck Dynasty story.
And the Teen Choice Awards.
All right, so all that's coming up here, 16 before the hour on Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house,
fans
rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hands on wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. News reports about the economy often include the expression gross domestic product. Called GDP for short, it's the value of all the goods and services produced in the United States in one year. Knowing our GDP allows us to compare the U.S. with other countries in interesting ways. For example, we can see how much we spend on lawsuits compared to people in other countries. In the U.S., the total cost of the types of lawsuits I talk about here each week equals 2.2% of GDP. But when we look at all the other major industrialized countries, these lawsuits make up an average of only 1% of their GDP. Let's be fair, this might not sound like a big difference, but it means that Americans spend $589 billion every year on lawsuits that we wouldn't have to spend if the level of litigation here was the same as it is in other countries that we're competing with for jobs. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
All right. 13 before the hour. Jennifer.
Yes.
The update on Shark Week. What's happening on Discovery Channel?
Get your shirts on because Shark Week starts today, Dougie. Isn't that exciting? Are you all ready?
My God, I can
for a whole week of specials about the wild world of sharks. It's very fun. All right. Also, not shark related, Gina Davis. Remember her?
Yeah.
Big actress?
Yes.
Well, now she's going to TV. She's booked a major arc on Grey's Anatomy, which is good because they're a little light. They've had some actresses leave, so she'll be stepping in to cause some drama over at Grey's Anatomy. Speaking of ABC, they canceled a drama series this week. They canceled the show Black Box, which they put a lot of advertising money into, but it just didn't go anywhere. Good news for fans of Arrested Development. Netflix, the CEO, Ted Serenatos, fancy name, told USA Today that he's positive another season of Arrested Development will be on the streaming service. It did so well for them the first time. Why not do it again?
That show's had such a life.
Isn't it great, though? Yeah. I love that it comes back. I love that they're redoing these shows that were great, like 24. All right, if you miss Simon Cowell, Dougie, and I know you like him.
Yeah, I like him because of what he brings to the
Yeah, The X Factor was canceled here on Fox, but Access TV, which is a new and up-and-coming network, has signed a deal with Simon Cowell and Fremantle Entertainment. They're going to bring back Simon as the judge in the UK, so he'll be doing The X Factor again. He started this season, and we'll be airing it here in the U.S., so if you need a Simon fix, you can see it on
so there won't be,
TV.
He's not going to come back to American Idol.
That looks like that's the case, but who knows? I mean, maybe for a final season? in a year or two? What do you
final
think?
Final season of American Idol?
Yeah.
Britain's got talent. Whatever's got talent. Afghanistan's got talent. It's only in like 40 countries. He's fine. He's making
And he makes all that money. Exactly. Now, yesterday, the Teen Choice Awards took place. And although we are not quite teens, I mean, I just turned 20 and Doug's 25. But, you know, I thought we could recap the award winners for TV, at least. Choice TV actress was Lucy Hale for Pretty Little Liars. And for sci-fi fantasy, Nina Dobrev in The Vampire Diaries. On the men's side, Tyler Blackburn won for Pretty Little Liars. And in sci-fi, in the TV choice category, you can see there's a trend here. Pretty Little Liars won for Best Drama Series. Reality Show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Nothing too exciting there.
No. All right, so let's see. Well, I just clocked out for a minute. Duck Dynasty, did you do that one?
Oh, no. Duck Dynasty has made a statement that they're still plugging along, Dougie. Even though their ratings are down, they're looking at doing a spinoff series because it's been such a hit for A&E.
Call the Quacks.
The Quacks.
51 past the hour. Good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Shows that Americans with type 2 diabetes can completely reverse the disease by eating healthy foods. In other words, no cure for type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The medical news that's important for you to understand the ramifications. Dr. Ken is one of the best sources for this kind of information, so he's here to discuss vitamin D. I was reading something, Ken, and I'm trying now to place it about vitamin D and vitamin B, and how important it is for both of them for different reasons. And so, D, your focus on D.
But yes, let's break out the news that's occurring this week. This is great news. This is published this week in the medical journal Neurology, that adults 65 and over that do not get enough vitamin D have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Adults with even a moderate vitamin D deficiency are 69% more likely to develop dementia. Salmon, tuna, milk, and eggs offer healthy doses of vitamin D. Sun exposure and moderate moderate amount. I recommend about 15 minutes, about 3 to 4 times a week. Can also help humans absorb proper amount of vitamin D. So this is an easy way to correct and lower your risk of getting dementia. Ask the doctor to occasionally check your vitamin D level when they do your blood levels.
All right, now vitamin B. I have a problem with gluten, so I go without it. And Meredith was reading something online that she was sent yesterday, Ken, about vitamin B. And if you don't have enough gluten, you need to supplement with B. Is that controversial, or is that, I mean, D? Can you get too much of anything?
Well, you can get too much of anything, but B is a water soluble vitamin, so you can take a supplement. I'm sure you do, and get some extra B. No big deal.
Daily aspirin routines. Now, this is back and forth. This stuff drives me crazy because we talked about on the weekend program and here, Ken and I do a weekend program that's aimed at getting your calls and questions answered from the medical point of view, whatever you have. If you want to join us, 7 o'clock East Coast time on Saturday mornings. Aspirins now may help prevent cancer. There have been warnings, a plethora of warnings about aspirin. Don't take it. It's bad for you. Now, this is what drives me nuts about science.
Well, let me help.
It's
not really science. It's just advancing the knowledge down the road. Because there are concerns about any pill we put in our mouth, and there are concerns about aspirin because it can irritate the gut, the stomach, the intestines, and cause bleeding. But the news this week is out of the Annals of Oncology. New studies showing that taking low-dose aspirin, which has a much less likelihood of causing bleeding, every day reduces the risk of developing and dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer. And it appears that the benefits do outweigh the risk in this setting.
So you're saying take an aspirin. Are you going to take an aspirin every day?
I'm telling you to talk to your doctor.
No. I'm not taking that. I want to know.
There you go, Ken. The pressure's on.
No,
you're going to take an aspirin every day.
For somebody between 50 and 65, the data shows you definitely should. And a baby aspirin a day for me is fine.
A baby aspirin, not a regular aspirin.
Exactly. And talk to your doctors because you and I should not be prescribing over the radio.
Well, I don't care. I can do it. I can practice without a license. I'm okay. Who's going to shoot me?
Yeah, you won't get in any trouble.
No.
I have to renew my licenses.
I'll stamp them. Give me a rubber stamp. I'll give you a rubber stamp. Your license is approved as far as I'm concerned.
We'll be making license plates in a long time.
If your hair is thinning and you're concerned, Dr. Ken wants to fix that problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, except Doug. And many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Pervia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Pervia has great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that phone number, handy, I have this handy, 800-543-5817. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-543-5817. Right now, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free month supply of Provia. 800-543-5817 to better the chances of you being looked upon favorably when it comes to your hairline anyway. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the hair under your scalp to grow. 800-543-5817.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, All bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.